Milton River City Mayor Jason Monica. Very good morning to you, Jason.
Good morning, Batman. How are you today, mate?
Always good, mate, and always a great pleasure catching up with you. Imagine 2040. What can you tell us about that, mate? That's happening at the moment, isn't
it? As we've said on a couple of occasions, Imagine 2040 is our opportunity to go into the community and get as much feedback as we can. It's closing on the 25th of April, so we're just out there. We've got a few more farmers markets and a few other places to go out to. You can check out the survey online. You can visit yoursay.mildura.vic.gov.au/imagine, just so we can get your feedback and the community's feedback on what they think the community might be in 2040, but also building themes for our council plan, which we have to do every time a new council's voted in. I've been really happy and supportive of the community getting behind us and giving us heaps of feedback, but the more the merrier, so get in there and fill out the form if you can.
All right, now the Rural Outreach Library Service, what's happening there?
Well, the Rural Outreach Library Service, which goes to Underbull, Kalalarain, Lake Kalalarain and Walpyup, it ceased through COVID, so it's just kicking in again. So out at Underbull on Tuesdays at the Linga Memorial Hall from 11 to 1, at Kalalarain on Wednesdays from 2.30 to 4.30 at the Millawa Resource Centre, and out at Walpyup on Tuesdays from 2.30 to 4.30 at the Walpyup Hall. We cover a bit of ground when it comes to stuff like that, Batman. There's people doing stuff everywhere, which is awesome, particularly in the more remote parts of the municipality.
All right, now, Bruce Beresford documentary, An Improbable Collection. This sounds interesting.
Yeah, it sounds massively interesting and linked to a lot of different things, like Bruce Beresford, mate, Driving Miss Daisy, you know, won the Best Picture Award for the Academies in 89.
Yeah.
Made Breaking Morant and Tender Mercies and had a lot to do with Black Road. But he also, when he was in England in the 70s, came across the collection of William Ofrin and Frank Brangwen, and they've been gifted to the Mildura Art Centre. So he's made a documentary about the art when he first saw it, how important it is to Mildura, but how unique it is to have such a fantastic collection in a rural city like Mildura's, which is quite remote from the capitals, as we well know, Matt, man. So that's on at the Mildura Art Centre Theatre at 7.30 on Saturday night. It's $15 a head, and I think it's going to be a really, really interesting look at the wonderful art collection we have here in Mildura.
Yeah, that's for sure. Plenty happening around town. The Easter Power Sports Weekend was massive, as we know, but what about the Tesco Petroleum 2021 Pacing Cup Carnival? Over three nights last week. Quite amazing.
Mate, it's awesome, and I think they've had a great response, as they always do. People come from all over to participate in harness racing. We have a great track, and I know they do a wonderful job down there. The other thing too, footy kicked off. You know, number one oval was looking fantastic, and there's heaps going on. So we've got plenty of choices as ratepayers and citizens of Mildura, Matt, man. So what are you up to this weekend, mate, or is it a bit too early to look at it?
It's probably a little bit too early to look at it, mate. It's only Tuesday. If you ask me on Thursday, I might have a better idea. Great to catch up with you, Jason. Thank you so much for your time, as always, mate. Mildura City Mayor Jason Monica, he really is a great man.